Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Ask any candidate for public office to explain a poll that finds 98% of the electorate despises him, and this will be his answer. The only poll that matters is taken on Election Day. Self-serving? Yes. Dodging the question? Sure. Putting lipstick on a pig? Uh-huh. The thing is, though, it's absolutely true. Polls don't tell us much of anything. Many of them have small samples or self-selected samples, as in internet polls, or loaded questions, and actually subtract from the sum total of human knowledge. The ones that are well done offer us a snapshot of opinions held when the poll was taken, and that almost certainly has changed by the time we hear about the poll. But polls are the junk food of journalists. No nutrition, but tasty, with no work required. Thus, every day we're told what polls have to say about the economy, international diplomacy, and whether brain surgery should be conducted with stainless steel or ceramic scalpels. In that last category, we have recently been informed that Robert Mueller's approval rating among the American populace has declined. The assumption apparently is that only popular prosecutors get convictions. Lately, we're being assailed every day with the latest generic ballot poll, the one that asks, if the election were held today, would you vote for a Republican or a Democrat? The two things that make that a junk poll are, first, that the election is not being held today, but on another day in the future with an entirely different set of facts in play, and second, that there is no such thing in the world as a generic Republican. There is only the particular candidate in the particular race, and that's why the only poll that matters is the election. Then after the election, everyone talks about it as though it were a poll. No, a poll is a survey of opinion. An election is a decision about governing our country. Screwball polls come and go all the time, but a screwball election, such as the presidential election of 2016, must be properly understood if a repetition is to be avoided. There are all kinds of screwball explanations for 2016. The Russians did it. The fed-up working class did it. James Comey did it. The Democrats blew it. Yada, yada, yada. Here's the truth. Of the registered voters, that is, the people eligible to make the decision of 2016, a hair over 25% voted for Trump, and a hair over 25% voted for Hillary. A hair under half the registered voters didn't bother to vote. The decisive factor in the 2016 election was apathy. And apathy won. There's a lot of fear and loathing among rational people about Trump's base or his approval rating, measured as a percentage of all people, or of the people who actually voted last time, or of the people who took a poll. But his base in 2016 was 25% of the people who were eligible to vote. And in 2020 will undoubtedly be less, because while he keeps inflaming the already converted, he has done nothing to expand their numbers. 25% is not much of a base. Among the things believed by one quarter of Americans, according to polls, are the following. That the sun revolves around the earth. That armed revolution against the U.S. government is imminent and imperative. That global warming is just natural variations in the weather. That God determines the outcome of the Super Bowl. That extraterrestrial aliens have not only visited Earth, 75% of Americans agree with that, but have abducted a friend or a family member. that God has told them personally to do specific things, that the Constitution stipulates that the United States is a Christian nation. Okay, those are polls and they don't matter. What matters is that the apathetic, not the Russians or the deep state or the billionaires, but the indifferent, have turned the government of their country and ours over to the lunatic fringe by treating elections as if they didn't matter either. We must not make that mistake again.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.